Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On this podcast, we chat to Kate McCartney and Kate McLennan, stars of the brand new web series, The Catering Show. Enjoy. In the studio with us are two Kates, part of The Catering Show, which starts tomorrow. Here's a bit of a preview.
Back when I first met McCartney, she didn't care about food and we had hardly anything to talk about.
Can you just move it? Just move the chopping board over a bit, please.
But all that changed when McCartney was diagnosed with a terminal illness.
Food intolerances. I had food intolerances. Doctors told me if I didn't give up these foods, I'd probably keep shitting my pants.
They're in the studio with us right now, Kate McLennan and Kate McCartney. Good morning.
Hello.
How are you both?
I love that we get to write something like that and then it gets to be put on the radio.
Our finest moment.
We chose your best part. No, I love that we have two ladies in the studio because it's very rare that we have two ladies in the studio. I've always got these two boys.
We've got three now.
Yeah. Well, including
you're
myself.
A lady. Serena's a lady. Prue's a lady.
All right.
This place is run by women.
Other places are always run by
women. Exactly. Run by women, but you don't hear of
we're
women.
We're just the pretty faces,
you.
James.
Yeah. It's really Christina cracking a rip behind us. It's all that's happening. Now, tell us, how did this come about?
Well, we've been working together for a while, but you would diagnose McCartney with a range of food intolerances about a year ago.
Yeah, a real carousel of them. So I'm lactose, fructose and gluten intolerant, plus just some other random things that you wouldn't expect.
Like nuts. Like, what are nuts?
What? They're fructose.
They're fructose.
Oh, wait.
I think.
Nuts are fructose.
Hang on.
I don't understand that.
Fructose, I'm not a nutritionist, guys. I don't know.
do you want to consult Lola Berry's article? It's a great read.
No, don't.
That's quite a lot of stuff, obviously. Yeah. So what have you been a bit of a paleo eater now, or what are you trying to?
No, because paleo. What's paleo?
Well, paleo isn't that the
something else?
The fruit and veg. Oh, well, you can't do fruit.
I can do
if
some
you're
fruit.
Fructose.
No, because I.
How do you live?
Paleo is
it's a half life, guys. It's not fun. It's so boring.
Did this only happen when you got pregnant? Because you know how something's changed.
That's made it worse.
Oh no!
So you're I'm cooking pregnant. Something else, and it's made it worse.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, there's a lot going on down there.
it's a lot of real estate.
It's like
that's very complicated
when
at the moment.
You were diagnosed, it was like you know there's certain booze things that you can't drink as well.
Yeah. It really hurts.
What, diagnosed with a kid? You can't have any booze when you're diagnosed with a kid.
I mean, when she was diagnosed with her intolerances, she had to wipe out all these. There were still some things she could drink, but then this kid came along and it's like, well, that's wiped that out. It's like, let's just add to the list.
I'm so bored, you guys. Yeah.
And can you eat and drink everything, other Kate?
I have, like, my intestines are rock solid.
Oh, I hate people
rock
like you.
Solid. And, like, yeah, look, you could, you know, run an airport on the regularity of my bowel.
That's fantastic.
I take it you're not a coffee drinker?
Coffee doesn't matter to me. Everything's fine.
So you finally metro trains run on your bowel.
And I'm obsessed with food as well. Mm. So I'm one of those people who, from the moment I wake up, it's like, what are we going to have for dinner tonight? Kind of people. And like, and I'm obsessed with food blogs. Like my boyfriend and I are disgusting. Like we just send each other links to recipes online. It's foul.
That's horrible.
Yeah, it's really revolting. It's because we don't have anything to talk about. this has created, you know, this, you know, passion for food culture is, you know, endless amount of things to talk about. But McCartney, you have, like, even before you were diagnosed with food intolerance, you had zero interest in food.
Like,
you
just really... I just ate tuna and sort of just big blocks of cheese.
I like you, McCartney. You're speaking my language.
Yeah.
It's like your body's rejected you.
Yeah.
Like, you were making a long... This is a long time bad decision. It's going to punish you now.
Yeah.
But now all the only thing you can eat is probably something boring.
It's true.
No, but this is the thing. This is the whole premise of the show, right? So, because I'm a, you know, I'm a bit of a problem solver. So when she said that she couldn't do eat or any of these things, I'm like, right, okay. Well, I'm going to teach you how to cook. You know, surely there's some things that you can eat. And so that's kind of where the idea for the catering show started, because, you know, I was going to teach you how to cook things.
Yeah.
And then, so each episode is me teaching McCartney how to cook a meal that she can eat that, you know, won't make her...
Should have.
But as a byproduct of that, it's also become this, you know, six episodes where we take a different swipe at an aspect of food culture. So, yeah, the first episode's about food trucks, and then we look at ethical eating. We quit sugar in one episode. Develop a total Sarah Wilson obsession.
Yeah. How do wait? Did you substitute it with
stevia?
Stevia.
Well, we didn't. We used coconut oil.
It's a
slow burn energy.
Yeah.
Okay, I've just got to take a break. This is doing my head in.
Not you guys. You can stay.
You're the triple threat. We've got Kate McLennan and Kate McCartney in the studio. The brand new one from Neo on Joy 94.9. It's coming to you, or coming with you, rather. That's even better. 30 minutes to 9 in the studio with us, Kate McLennan and Kate McCartney, here to talk about their brand new web series, which starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
Episode 1 up tomorrow, the catering show on YouTube.
Yeah. We're just going to release all the episodes at once. We just thought we'd do a dump.
Oh, you just going...
Yeah, in keeping with the theme of the show.
I came out the wrong way.
The first really episode's about bran, I'm taking it.
It may as well be. It's about Mexican food.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. So the Mexican food is now everywhere.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
It's almost...
All over the world.
Yeah.
But, like, it's taking over. It's actually taking over.
Especially in Mexico. I heard it started in Mexico, though. Yeah, so we look at food trucks in the first episode. Yeah. And then we kind of take a swipe. So, like, second episode's, you know, ethical eating, quitting sugar, thermomixes. We review a thermomixer in one episode.
My auntie's obsessed with those.
Oh, people, they're a cult. Like, people, if you want a thermomix, you're in a cult. Right. Like,
what is a thermomix? I don't even know.
It's just like
a food processor.
Two grand things. Food processor.
Oh, no, I don't want my stuff processing.
Like, I have a real issue with thermomixers because, like, basically what you do, you put... I'm a snob, that's it. But you put stuff in it and you press button, it's all about, you know, add in certain grams of this, and then it goes and then you press a button and it cooks, and, like, it takes away your
You're so earthy and intuitive. Tune with nature, McLennan. She always says that she just got curly hair.
Shut
That's the only thing.
But I honestly think thermomix is like, it's like a kid not learning how to crawl.
Yeah.
I reckon you're going to miss out on some vital processes.
My mom doesn't use recipe books anymore. She's like, oh, yeah, a bit of this, bit of that.
Bit of instinct.
Exactly.
That's what I go with. That's bit real of instinct. Cooking.
Exactly.
You're looking at me like you want to vomit in my face.
I do.
And what's the last step?
Christmas.
Okay. It's topical. Oh,
is this going all year? I was like, is this series going all year?
Or just to July, you know?
Not even that. It's out in time for Valentine's Day.
So we put it out tomorrow, and then we've got a website as well that we're that's going live tomorrow as well, and that has all this additional content. So it's basically a fictional website for the show. So there's all of these, the recipes from all of the episodes, which... Do not make the recipes if you're listening.
Please, we don't want to.
We don't want to get sued.
And
then we're uploading all these additional video content. Yeah. So, like, your cat has some videos.
Yeah, she reviews some cat food.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Is it translated? Or because I don't speak fluent meow.
No, it's, yeah, she, you'll know by her body language.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a visual thing.
It's really visual.
Nice.
So where, what's the website that people can head to tomorrow?
So to watch the series, just go to youtube.com/LeadBalloonTV, which is McCartney's and my little company.
And you can just type in the catering show, I guess, with a K.
Which is hilarious because our name's a K.
We are very clever.
Or you can go to thecateringshow.com.
Wonderful.
.au. .com.au. I don't know. .com, I think it is.
And, just try both and see how you go.
Give it a go, guys.
Spend about 10 minutes.
I'll defend you if it's just the .com because that AU is expensive.
Yeah.
I just .com, guys. I checked it out. It's just .com.
Great. You're global.
Thanks for doing our job for us. Yeah, so it's all happening tomorrow morning.
Wonderful. Well, looking forward to seeing them. And, you know, who knows what will happen at the other end. Well, you know what? I think I already know.
I can tell you.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.